California residents soon might be drinking recycled toilet water if a pilot program in the San Fernando Valley is successful. Water used in the toilet project would undergo a 5-year purification process. Tack on 5 more years for me on that, I think. Maybe 15. Really purify it, please. It'll be closely monitored to ensure it's safe. The East Valley Water Reclamation Project calls for 3.2 billion gallons of toilet water to be sent each year to the Hanson Dam, where it'll be purified. Now, if the system works, it'll be expanded to 11.4 billion gallons. That's enough to supply 70,000 families with toilet water. Some residents are uneasy about drinking toilet water, but environmentalists say it will make Southern Cal less dependent on imported water and lead to less destruction of wildlife habitats. Now, humans are supposed to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, but medical experts fear citizens will be reluctant to put that much toilet water down their gullets. Each and every time Californians use the toilet, they will be forced to think about the very liquid they're looking at, filling a drinking glass, and it will repulse them, leading to widespread dehydration in the region. Or so experts predict. How desperate will people have to be to suck back 8 full ounces of bona fide toilet water? Every time they're a little bit thirsty, huh? We'll find out. Already, saloons in California are changing the names of certain drinks. Whiskey and wastewater is being offered at most places, as are drinks known as the Flush Fizz, Toilet Tangeray, and the Number 2. Ouch! Which comes with a special cocktail glass complete with a Mr. Yuck sticker. Doesn't sound enticing to me, I'll tell you that. But then I'm not desperate, and that region may soon be. The tough choices we all have to make, people, that's all. The tough choices we all have to make. Mm-hmm.